There's one more thing to look forward to, or dread, in the new year. The World Health Organization is poised to list gaming disorder as an official human malady. To be clear, it's not playing video games per se that's the problem. It's so-called impaired control, to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities.
That's the point.
Perhaps you've seen the sufferers huddled over their game consoles or devices. Perhaps you are one. All in all, a new high-tech take to Sherlock Holmes' call to Dr. Watson. The game is afoot.
She's so dramatic.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's now a disorder. Playing video games excessively is now considered a disorder. I still have to wonder, when our Chinese overlords eventually do decide to carpet bomb us, drop some EMP, shut our nation down, and enslave all of us, a lot of this stuff's going to go away. A lot of them Jezebel think pieces, your Salon.com articles, and someone considering excessive Call of Duty playing a real issue.
I was going to say, Mike, you've been hitting the COD.
Yeah, and a lot. Not nearly enough to, you know, categorize
this. What's the longest rip?
Maybe like an hour and
Stop.
A half.
You Stop. Play longer than that.
It's for me,
you
it's like
double that easily.
It's too intense a game to play for long. Like, you get exhausted.
Yeah, those are the world games I like to play. You can just wander for hours.
It's not relaxing at all.
Yeah.
But like, it's fun. But yeah, after a half hour, typically I'm about ready to tap out.
I just fell back in love with, I got an old Super Nintendo hooked up, and I got SimCity, and I've been playing SimCity. You just build a city. It's so rudimentary, but it's so fun. And I'll catch myself playing from like 8 until 11. But it's when you start having it affect your life, when you start showing up late to stuff, you start, spending money you don't have, in-app purchases.
Yes.
Dude, that's the thing. When you get the 14-year-old that gets a hold of mom's MasterCard and $15,000 worth of add-ons and DLC later, and then it goes and gets itself extra sinister. Like with what happened about a week ago, 28-year-old Andrew Finch shot and killed by police in Wichita after he got swatted by someone. Swatting is where you have one gamer get pissed at another gamer in a game of Call of Duty, Mike said. And they will find your real information. They'll call the police department. Come up with some hostage situation. Oh my God, I'm right next door to such and such. He's in there with a gun and his family, and he's going to hurt them. And then they'll send the appropriate response to that. And they'll bust in the front door and scare the hell out of you. And this guy died. And he wasn't even the guy that was playing the game. He got like the wrong address. And you look up the guy that called in the fake call. Tyler Raj Barris, 25, known online as Swatistic. He'd previously been arrested for making hoax calls to police, including bomb threats.
Oh, my God.
Something's wrong with your brain. You've got a rotten...
You lose touch with reality.
You do. You absolutely
lose
touch with it.
I've played enough where I've gone to bed and all I do is dream about the game. Does that happen to you with the Call of Duty? Like, you're playing and you play for a few hours, then you go to bed and you're just dreaming the game?
Yeah, I've definitely had video game dreams.
Yeah.
They're horrifying.
Someone find me and send me the link. We're going to talk about this coming up out of Sports with Mills, 410-338-1098. If you think you might suffer from this or known someone that has. The story about the kid that played World of Warcraft. He played it too much. He screwed up his school. He dropped out of work. He didn't go to college. He cut himself off from the society. His mom, like, deleted his game and stole his computer. He runs away from home. He rents this efficiency apartment above, I don't know, some Chinese restaurant somewhere. He gets just enough money for a computer, an internet connection, a mattress, and soup. And they find him dead.
Whoa!
They found this kid dead. Like, a withered, dehydrated husk. He was so addicted to the damn game.
Excessive gaming.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the disorder called? Gaming disorder. CBS Sunday Morning had a special out. The World Health Organization is now saying that it is a human malady. People that game so much that the rest of their life is affected by it.
2015. Gamer dies after playing World of Warcraft for 19 hours straight.
How do you die? What do you die from?
24-year-old gamer Wu Tai coughs up blood, collapses, and dies in front of his fellow gamers in an internet cafe after a 19-hour World of Warcraft session. He was slumped in his chair after a coughing attack, dabbing away blood from his mouth with a handkerchief while he continued to play the game. This is a lot of World of Warcraft stuff. Mom whose child died while she played World of Warcraft goes to jail.
Whoa.
Colleen Christie, Rebecca Colleen Christie, would play WoW from noon to 3 a.m. every day, 7 days a week, with no interruption, while her daughter became so malnourished and starved, she resorted to eating cat food. That's a mental disorder. When you're excessively gaming to that extent that you or loved ones are dying. I remember feeling bad when we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago about just gaming this, gaming that, that I was playing some online Final Fantasy game years ago, and I looked at total time played, and it was something like 3.5 weeks of my life total gone. Running around in
You're pathetic.
The Volcrum Dunes. I felt it, man.
Sick son of a bitch.
For my fake paladin, even though I did have sweet-ass relic armor. Go on. So we talked to you, 410-338-1098, about excessive gaming. Let's talk to Nick in Baltimore. Nick's been holding for a little bit. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, bud?
Hey.
About that swatting story, I actually just looked it up on CNN.com.
Fake news.
Back in May 12th, 2013. It was a 12-year-old boy in Southern California admitted to swatting Ashton Kutcher, Justin Bieber,
Then
most recently Russell Brand.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you
he
see,
was swatting famous people.
Thank you for the call. A well mind doesn't do that. A healthy mind stops yourself before you call police departments to rush in with an armored vehicle and shotguns drawn with riot gear. Let's talk to Lynn in Sykesville. Lynn, thank you for holding, love.
Hi, I'm here. Hey. You know, waiting for you to get to me is just what I deal with at home with my teenagers. Poor son, gaming when I say dinner's ready.
Just going to warm up
and
20
minutes later, they think.
Real quick.
What? I missed them.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
How long have you been waiting?
How long?
Oh, 20 minutes. That's about my usual wait time for any questions.
You got hung up on!
Let's see what's happening with Mark in Perry Hall. Lynn, you come swinging like that right out the gate. You're not going to react well. Let's talk to Mark real quick.
You can always hang up. If you feel like you're on hold too long, you can always hang up.
You can always hang up. You are not held hostage. Let's talk to Mark.
You guys are hilarious.
Thank you, buddy.
Good morning. I'm not going to go ahead and say like what the people did starving themselves or starving their kids is justified, but I can kind of relate with the kids that play a lot because it's just a way to escape reality for a bit. When you're gaming for like 5-6 hours, you're not thinking about how hungry you are, or how cold you are, or how bad your life is. You're just in the zone playing the game.
I
get that.
For a lot of people, but it crosses over to being unhealthy. Like this, the text says, my buddy was in rehab with a guy who was in there for gaming. He would poop out of his window to avoid leaving his computer while playing World of Warcraft.
God. That's too much.
Is there no pause button on that game?
Let's head.
Is there no pause?
Back to Lynn. Lynn, good morning.
Yeah.
Now, as you were saying before you decided to put on your sassy corduroys, what do you do to, like, keep the kids from doing this to where it's, like, a detriment to their chores, their grades, or even their health?
Oh, I take it out of their room. I take the cords, take the gaming devices. It's a constant struggle, like monitoring their time, because whoever said that they lose track of reality. It's okay if they escape for a little while, but like 6 hours later, my youngest son would go all day long if I let him.
Are you a soccer mom?
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Are
you a soccer mom?
I'm not.
You're not a soccer mom?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Why are we beating up on Lynn?
She's a gamer mom.
Old joystick Lynn out there. Dude, this happened with a stepkid. I got him a Switch, and he just turns into a walking electronic zombie when he's got that thing in front of him because it's mobile. We couldn't find the remote to the television the other day. And he's sitting on the sofa. He's playing Wind Waker or whatever the hell it was, Breath of the Wild. And we're like, can anyone find the remote? Are you sitting on it, buddy? All right. I'm looking around. And I don't see it under the couch cushions. You sure it's not under you? I'm going to move you real quick. And I just literally lift him and move him. And he's got a 8.5-inch chunk of plastic just wedged in his ass that he doesn't even feel.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, we got to plug this switch in and let it charge and let you run around outside. I don't care that it's 8 degrees. And no, you can't put a coat on.
Stella watches like YouTube videos nonstop. It's getting on my nerves. I'm going to throw that iPad out the freaking window.
Dude, the screen time. It's a whole thing about screen time, man. They're living their lives looking through a screen. And you're talking to a gamer, movie guy here, myself, and even some of that stuff scares me. Greg in Baltimore with a shocking statistic. Greg, how many hours of Destiny have you logged?
I logged about 3,800 hours of Destiny within the first year and a half.
I don't even know. What is that? Do the math. How many days is that?
I want to say it was like a half a year or something like that.
That's 158 days of Destiny.
Dude. Hey, I mean, it's fun to play.
Yeah, I get it. But were you able to lead a normal life, or was this consuming you?
Well, I worked nights, so on the nights that I was off, I was playing it. And then I'd come home and play while everybody was asleep. So I was still able to lead a normal life, but it was... I guess it was pushing the limits a bit.
You think?
All right, well,
some texters say, neglected my daughter for the first 2 years of her life because of Skyrim. Come to think of it, I'm not exactly sure how old she is.
Oh, my God. That's a really funny text. Let me talk to Danielle here real quick. She's got someone in her life who's addicted. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to preface this, though, because my husband does listen that he is a good father nowadays.
Oh,
he does everything right.
Oh, boy.
Your kid's all malnourished.
But...
This is not me giving him flack for anything.
But?
So, about 9 years ago, when we first got married, we were young. He was a young Marine. I wanted to document everything. I wanted to get pictures. I wanted to get video before he left because I wasn't going to have him for 7 months. And in all my pictures, all my videos, I can't even get him to look at me because he's so engulfed in this game called Eve Online. It's more popular over in Europe. It's an online space mining game. And it's
what
literally like
hell?
A job. You have to, yeah, it's, you
it's
have like
Farmville, but space.
Dude, this is so weird you say this, Danielle, and thank you for the call and thank your husband for his service. I was texting a listener of the show last night, Carl, you know who I'm talking to. I asked him about what's this Eve Online all about. I was just watching a video of it last night. People are into it. And, dude, look at this guy's response. This guy wrote me a document about Eve Online. And it's like space shipping and there's player versus player stuff. And you could lose tens of thousands of actual real world dollars if your ship is shot down in space. And people have confronted each other in real life with weapons for screwing with their intergalactic council. It is bananas. Continue the conversation online at JSS98Rock. If you're addicted to gaming, how bad has it gotten?